I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. Well, what a privilege it is to be able to go to the Lord in prayer. We're continuing today our study on prayer, Supernatural Contact. This will be number 9 in our series of prayer, Supernatural Contact. You know, in the past, we've talked about praise, confession, waiting, scripture praying, intercession, supplication, personal needs, thanksgiving, and the last time we looked at singing. These all are good ways for us to approach the Lord, to have in our minds and in our hearts. Now, please do not think I'm trying to put you in a lockstep where you feel that you have to do these things scripted. In other words, I'm not trying to give you a script that you have to go by. I'm simply giving you some ideas as to how we can approach the Lord when we have our private time with Him. And I trust today, and I'm praying for you, that you will have a private time with your Heavenly Father. It's so important that you and I, as saved people, gather our heart, not our hearts, but our heart. And in a sense, you are gathering hearts together, because you not only pray for yourself when you get alone with the Lord, but you are praying for others. At least I hope and pray that you are. But we are to pray. We are to have a private time with the Lord. And this outline that I'm going through, this series of studies that we're going through, I trust that you will glean from it and draw from it and get an idea as to how to approach the Lord. Well, today, number 9 in our study, we're going to look at meditation. In Psalm 104, verse 34, it says, "My meditation of Him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord." The Bible speaks of meditating upon the Lord. E.M. Bounds on prayer says this, "Gratitude is born of meditation on God's grace and mercy." Psalm 126, verse 3 says, "The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad." And E.M. Bounds continues by saying, "Herein we see the value of serious meditation." Psalm 104:34 says, "My meditation of Him shall be sweet." Well, what a time of sweetness it is when we are able to get alone with the Lord, get into our prayer closet, and ask God's blessings, and first of all, praise Him for who He is and what He's done for us, with thanksgiving, with supplication and intercession for other people. All of these things work together as we go to the Lord in prayer at our private time with Him. Meditation. Well, meditation is concentration of the mind on one thing. And that one thing or one person that we need to be thinking about as we're praying is our Lord and Savior, our Heavenly Father. Meditation is pondering something. We need to ponder what God has done for us. Meditation is the act of thinking about something carefully, calmly, and seriously, taking seriously the things that God has done for us in our lives, and especially sending His Son to die for us on the cross of Calvary and allowing us to be called the sons of God. Meditation is the serious study of a topic. Now that topic, once again, is our Heavenly Father. Keep Him in mind as you go to the Lord, as you go to your Heavenly Father, as you have your private time, keep your mind and your heart fixed upon Him. Well, and I've answered some of the things that we're getting ready to cover here in our introduction. Well, what our meditation should be about, what should it be about? In Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, it says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Well, what should we meditate about? Meditate upon. Of course, we are to meditate upon God, but we are to meditate on the Word of God. We are to think about His Word that He's given us. We're to ponder that in our minds and in our hearts as we go to Him in prayer. Philippians 4:8 says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things." So you see, the Bible gives us a list there in Philippians 4:8 as to what we are to meditate upon. We are also to meditate, and notice as I break this verse down somewhat here in Philippians 4:8, we are to meditate on things that are true. John 14:6 says, "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." We are to meditate upon God, upon Jesus Christ. And then we are to meditate upon things that are honest, according to Philippians 4:8. 1 Peter 2, verse 21 and 22 says, "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that we should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth." Now, guile means deceitful, and it's the opposite of honest. So we need to think upon Christ, upon whom and with whom there was no guile found. He was honest completely all through his life. He was honest completely through his death. He's alive today, and he's waiting for you, if you've never trusted him as Savior, to come to him to receive him as Lord and Savior. Well, once again, in Philippians 4:8, it tells us that whatsoever things are just, we are to meditate upon those. In Romans 3:26, it says, "To declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just, and the justifier of him that believeth in Jesus." Dr. Henry Morris, in the King James Version of the Bible, the Study Bible, Defender's Bible, says, "The mystery of how God can be both just or righteous and justifier, or ascriber of righteousness to the unrighteous, can be solved only in Christ. It is His righteousness, not ours, by which we are justified, that is, declared righteous by God, through receiving Jesus Christ by faith." Some people say, "I just don't feel that I'm good enough to go to heaven." Well, you're right. You're not good enough, and that's the reason Christ had to die for you. He died that we could be saved, that we could be on our way to heaven. And let me say this, that word "saved" is not a Baptist term. That is a scriptural term. "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." That word "saved" is a scriptural term. "Born again" is a scriptural term. John 3:16 talks about God loving us so much, the world so much, that He sent His only begotten Son into the world that whosoever would believe upon Him should be saved. But that John 3:16 talks about that God loved us so much that He sent His Son. And as He talked to Nicodemus, as Christ Himself talked to Nicodemus, the ruler of the Jew there, in John chapter 3, He said, "Ye must be born again." Well, we're also to meditate on things that are pure, according to Philippians 4:8. In Job chapter 4 and verse 17, it says, "Shall mortal man be more just than God? Shall a man be more pure than his Maker?" Remember this, no man is pure, but God is. And then we see Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 5. "Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him." So the Word of God is pure. We're to think upon the things in our lives, in this life, that are just, true, honest, pure. Think upon the things of God. And we're also to think upon things that are lovely, according to Philippians 4:8. Psalm 27 and verse 4 says, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple." Psalm 96:9 says, "O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. fear before him all the earth. Psalm 90 verse 17 says, And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. Those verses speak of the beauty of the Lord, the glory of God, the loveliness of the Lord. We are to meditate on things that are lovely. We are to meditate on whatsoever things are of a good report, according to Philippians 4:8. There's many verses that go along with this, and as we think of something with a good report, we think of someone or something that has nothing can be held against that person. In John chapter 19 and verse 4, as Christ was brought to Pilate, Pilate therefore went forth, the Bible says here again, and saith unto them, these are the people who brought Christ to be crucified, Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him. John 19:6 says, When the chief priests therefore and the officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. Pilate saith unto them, Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. There could be found no fault in our Savior, Jesus Christ. He was pure. He had a good report. We are to think upon things, meditate upon the things, or someone of virtue, according to Philippians 4:8. Virtue in the flesh, being morally good, righteous, having spiritual valor, having strength of character. And this lets us out, because the Bible says in Romans 3:10-12, it says, As it is written, There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way, they are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Well, who then is good, morally good, righteous, having spiritual valor, having strength of character, being perfect? Mark 10:18 says, And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Matthew 19:17 says, And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. Well, we know that according to the Word of God, John chapter 1, verse 1 says that the Word was God. And we read on how that the Word was made flesh and dwell among us. And we read on how that flesh who dwelt among us was none other than Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was the one and only one who could make us morally fit, righteous, fit to go to heaven through His suffering, through His way of going to the cross. We receive that. And we receive salvation by trusting Jesus as our Savior. Do you know Him today? Do you know the Lord as your Savior? If not, may I invite you to do that right now. Ask Him to come into your heart, and He'll save you today. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive You as my Savior. Well, it's been good being with you today. Let me remind you to listen again the next time when we'll be talking about supernatural contact prayer. May the Lord bless you richly, is my prayer. Lemon rind has given me much more.